on hold, and maybe you just didn't know which line I was waiting on.
Right.
And so then all of a sudden, my phone rings in my ear, and here we are.
Yep,
so
here we are.
We are persistent. We will make it. We'll make it happen, won't we?
That's right. We will. We're making it happen. So, hey, what is going on this week at the animal shelter?
Well, we have some couple of adoptions to talk about. A couple of our little dogs were adopted this past week. Starbucks was adopted, and you remember she was a beautiful color, kind of looked like a coffee with some cream in it. And we also had Aladdin adopted this past week. So they're happy in their new doggy dream homes. We're real pleased about that. Our puppies that I told you that would be coming to the shelter are now there. They were surrendered. There are 10 of them. There are 7 females and 3 males. They are too young yet to be adopted out, but on the 9th of February, they will be 8 weeks old, and we will be more than anxious to get them adopted out because 10 puppies, a handful, but they're just precious as they can be. We believe them to be a black mouth cur with some shepherd cross. And I will be real honest, I don't know what a black mouth cur breed is. That would be maybe something that people can look up. And I know their coloration is that they are black and tan and just cute as they can be. We estimate their age at full growth will be 50 to 65 pounds. But the staff is working with them as much as they can to socialize and hold them, you know, and get them used to people. So if you are interested in adopting one of these sweet little babies, we have a waiting list. And I believe Oksana told me yesterday there are 5 now that have put their names on the list. And if you're interested, you can actually come out to the shelter and put your name that way. Contact us through our telephone number or through Facebook. And Facebook is CFA, stands for Costco Friends of Animals. And the telephone number is 620-252-6060. So anyways, if someone's looking for a sweet little Valentine puppy, we've got 10.
Wow.
That we are. Yes.
Well,
you know,
and I'm sure,
they are sweet.
No, see, if someone's interested in, you know, volunteering and kind of helping to socialize the puppies, is that also something that people are able to do?
Yes. Yes, that would be great because they've now had their first round of shots, and so yes, that would probably be wonderful. I also just found out that our work study student from the college is now working with us again. That's a neat program. These young people can work off, have a scholarship, and also work and get some money. And we through the years have had work study students from the college, and they've been phenomenal, just wonderful help. So that would be something, too, if anyone's listening. That would be a great thing. If I know sometimes seniors have to come out and do service projects. Well, here we go. We've got some puppies that could use some tender, loving care. So, yes, volunteers are always welcome, no matter, even if it's, as we've talked about, too, walking the dogs, how important that is, that exercise that they need. And just socialization, being around people. And, you know, it seems like the kittens are the ones that puppies seem to warm up a lot quicker than sometimes kittens are a little skittish. And so if we can get people to come out and just hold them and let them feel that bonding going on, that sure helps.
Well, absolutely, so. Becky. You know, I actually just saw a video. This is kind of a tangent here, but it was comparing the reaction time of a snake versus a cat. And the cats actually have faster reflexes than the snake. So they actually had this video. It was crazy. The snake was actually going to strike the cat, and they did it in slow motion. And you could see the snake go up and open its mouth and get ready to strike the cat. And we all know how fast that can be. And then they showed the cat batting the snake away, and it did it over and over. And the cat was always faster. So it was just really cool to see. They have such fast reflexes.
Mm-hmm. They do, and when they flash their paws at you, it can.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just like a little knife, you know. So, and that's only just as you said, the defense, and that's when they get frightened. That's the first thing they do is get those paws going. So, anyway, it's really wonderful when we get people to come out and spend some time socializing the animals. Rowdy is one that I'm supposed to speak of today. Rowdy is also our pet of the week, our lucky pet of the week, which means that the adoption fee has been cut in half, and that adoption fee will run through Sunday. The fee is $50. He's a tall boy, and he's got an enormous amount of energy. So he would probably do best in a home that's got a large yard, or maybe even out in the country with, you know, being trained how this is his yard, and he can't venture off to the neighbors, but he would certainly benefit from lots of room. He's a little stressed at the shelter. We feel like it just, with all the noise and activity, it keeps him a little anxious. So again, the quicker we can get him out, the quicker he will relax and be a great dog. So that's Rowdy. Look him up. He's pretty. That Calahoo cross, they make gorgeous, gorgeous dogs. And then we have Louise. And Louise is a four-month-old shepherd cross. She came in with her sister, Thelma. You knew I was going to that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thelma Louise. Well, Thelma got adopted almost immediately. They came in about a couple of weeks ago, and Louise is still with us, and she's waiting to break out and have her own life, too. She's very smart. She enjoys playing tug-of-war with the staff at the shelter. She's beautiful, black, and reddish-brown brindle body, and we think she will probably be 30 to 40 pounds when she is full grown. So those are the three that I was featuring. Actually, there was more than that with the puppies, but those are the dogs I was to feature. And also for the cats, we have Ariel. She's the newest feline at our shelter. She's 4 to 5 months old. She has short hair. She's a tabby. She's super sweet, got a great little personality. She's just been like that since the moment she arrived. So she's obviously very, very much laid back and a people cat. She's black and tan in color. She's got distinctive, heavy stripes throughout her body, and she enjoys playing with all the cat toys and munching on the tasty treats that they get. And then also is Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell's a year-old female tortoiseshell. She's kind of shy, so she would take little use to getting used to some people. But again, that's where that socialization comes in. She's not real fond of being picked up at this point, but sometimes people, you know, that's okay. They just want a cat for a companion and maybe not a lab cat, so sounds like she'd be perfect for that. She's also very, very pretty and has a gorgeous coat and got these markings from her head to her toe with that striping. So she's a good-looking cat. And again, if you'd like to see what these animals look like, you can go to CFA, our Facebook page, Mount Shelter. That's always the best way. And events for February. We are going to start doggy dates again, and it will be every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 3:30. Our hours, we are open from 1 to 4. So 1 to 3:30, you can take a dog for noon, and whether you just introduce him to family and friends or go to the park, you walk up and down your neighborhood, go to fast food, whatever your choice is, just to get them out and get them available so people can see what we have at the shelter that's available. If you would be interested in doing this, though, you need to make an appointment and tell us what day that you would like to do this date and what dog. That way we can make sure that the dog has got its rabies shot. There's a $15 fee for this, and that's just to cover the rabies shot. And they leave for the afternoon, they come back in, and that gives us some stories to talk about. We've had some interesting stories in the past with these doggy dates. Doesn't always end with an adoption, but that's okay from that particular day. But just some of the activities and some things that, well, we've had hamburger eaters that say she wouldn't eat, touch the fries. We had another one that when they got out of the car to do something, the dog drank the Coke that was in the car. You know, just fun stories. So anyway, I think it's a great activity. And for someone that maybe would like to introduce their family to a dog to see how it all works, in the afternoon. So those are the activities right now for February. I think we've got some more coming on. Also wanted to say that we are needing some cat treats. We are totally out of cat treats. And they do enjoy them. It's kind of interesting if you put a little pile of treats. How they go to that when they go to the cat food. We have lots of dry cat food. We're not needing cat food, the treats itself. So, our hours, we are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We are there 5 to 7 in the afternoon. And on Saturday, Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. No special activities going on for closing or holidays. So we're there all week long and looking forward to having people coming out and seeing what we have to offer.
Yeah, very good, and especially if people are maybe out at the store, that sort of thing. You see, you just pick up their little extra bag of cat yep. treats, especially, and drop them by the shelter. You know, it's always fun when you go down there just to look around at the animals and just make a little outing of it, because it's just fun to see all the dogs and cats out there.
You know, one thing that you have to remember when they're at the shelter, that's not usually their true personality, because it is a little stressful for some. It's noisy. When you go into the large dog kennel, it's very loud. Because they're all barking for attention. They're not barking because they're mad at you. They just want you to look them over. So that can be kind of frightening for little kids, too. So if you decide to bring your kids out, you might want to explain to them about the noise. And the kitten puppy room is not as bad. Whereas those little guys, they can make some noise, too. And you can have the kittens meowing. And so it's noisy. It's acting. That's a sign of healthy animals.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it is, like you said, it is always kind of, it can be a little bit of a tough environment there, but hey, we appreciate all the volunteers and everyone who helps to, smooth that transition, because our goal is to get them in nice forever homes, and I know it happens a lot, so that is really, really good. So we do appreciate it.
Yes, our adoptions are up, and we seem to be real happy with the way things are. And we've had some reclaims, and that seems to be good thing. When I was out there earlier this week, there's a little black and white dog that has been found, and the owner already called and said, we'll be out to get her this afternoon. So, just that's the other thing is I notice on Facebook so many dogs disappear, and you don't always know. They sometimes forget. They're so excited, I guess, to have them at home, they forget to let you know, hey, the dog came home or the cat came home. That's always nice if they would do that next year, because that's still a good story when you know that they've come home. But never neglect. Call the shelter and let us know if you've got a missing pet. And sometimes these animals are just kind of out roaming and people are quick to pick them up, and that sometimes gets them lost. And you can kind of tell the dog is really, really lost, or a cat. I think cats just go up to somebody's door and says, hey, I'm here, get me home. But anyway, don't forget about the shelter. That's a good place to call so we can kind of help you find your animal.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Becky, I really appreciate you coming on and letting us know about all the goings on in the shelter and some upcoming events to look forward to. Of course, we'll be letting people know about more of those coming up here in as we get into February and everything. But yeah, we do appreciate it, and I hope you have a good rest of your week.
Well, thank you, and you do the same. It's going to be a nice weekend.
It's going to be a nice weekend. Good to get out there and enjoy it.
All right.
Well, you have a good one. We'll see you. That's Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. We do appreciate her coming on and giving us that update. We'll return to Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.